And we will call to order the County Board of Supervisors meeting at 8:46 on the clock for Wednesday, June 6, 2018. And we will start by reciting the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
The Opens Meeting Act is posted on the East Wall. Attendance by observation. Juergens, Hill, Dorn, Lytle, Byers, and Tiemann, and Bauman will be gone all day. Consent agenda. One is a general agenda. Two is approved minutes of meeting held May 23rd, 2018. Number three, approve all claims through June 6, 2018 in the amount of $590,158.66. Accept claim number 1806-01142 to Johnny's Welding in the amount of $150.88 to be voted on separately below. Approve and place on file correspondence received. Approve declaring awning from the former bus stop as surplus and calling for bids. Bids to be opened on July 3rd, 2018 at 9:15 a.m. Approve and place on file the Pickerel Rural Fire 2017 Annual Report. Approve Register of Deeds Fee Report and District Court Summary Fee Report for the month of April 2018. Approve Utility Permit Number 1103, Windstream, Nebraska, LLC will be boring 5 feet below bottom of ditch for 60 feet from Windstream Pedestal S598-NE going south under East Aspen Road. We'll start trenching BFC 12-22 from this point to customer at 8957 East Aspen Road, located in the southeast fourth of section 14 and northeast fourth of section 23, township 6 north, range 7 east of Nemaha Township. Approve agreement with Arrow Architects for design and construction services related to the Sheriff's Department in the amount of $5,000. Approve canceling check number 1805-0051 issued to Ellis Riegert in the amount of $25. Number nine there, Dave, you want to visit a little bit about that?
Good morning. We did get a proposal from Arrow Architecture. This would be to review the schematic designs provided by Mike Fakler. He did come up with a design that it sounds like we would use. Conclusion of design development with building manager, construction drawings, site plan, dimensional floor plans, exterior elevations, interior elevations, wall sections, wall schedule, a lot of small things that would be needed for that plan, and then the coordination of the HVAC, power, lighting, plumbing, drawing provided by the plan, a complete set of architectural drawings ready for bidding and permit application for $5,000. And I did talk to him. He said he needs the site survey yet, and that was Chris Witolski did a survey on the elevation already, so we could give him that. He said once this got approved, he could start on it right away, and he should have something within 30 days.
And that's for basically for the Sallyport area where the remodel of that. So
30 days ain't acceptable. Gus is ready next week.
Yeah.
Right, Gus?
A year ago, yes, sir.
Gus is always late, so this will work fine. You're supposed to say that, Eric.
This is pretty much wrap it up so we can get the bid specifications to put it out for bid.
Yeah. So we need this, and then we'll, and at that time, then we'll put it out for bids to for that project.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Good. Any more questions? Yeah. Thank you, Dave. Any other questions or comments on this consent agenda? If not, I entertain a motion to approve consent agenda.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Byers, seconded by Tiemann. Vote 6-0 in favor. Regular agenda. Approve or disapprove claim number 1806-0142 to Johnny's Welding in the amount of $150.88. This brings total of claims approved through June 6, 2018 to $590,309.54.
Move to approve.
Second.
Motion by Tiemann, seconded by Hill. Vote. 5 in favor with Juergens abstaining. Comments from the public and requests for future agenda items. Seeing none, we'll move on to committee reports. Building and grounds.
Nothing. Oh, here comes Dave.
Yeah.
We had a discussion on Noakes is almost complete with the console units for the district court clerk, assessors, and clerks. They should be done with that here soon. They're just running the drain lines for that. Yeah. After the meeting on Monday, I found out that the rooftop unit that services the front of the sheriff's office lobby area and those offices in front, the compressor went out. He gave me a bid. It cost over $2,000 just to replace the compressor. A new unit was $3,700. I told him to go ahead and just go with the new unit because that was over 15 years old on that. So that is getting replaced. The bus stop has made a lot of progress in the past couple of weeks. We are still waiting on the masonry work. That should be getting started in about a week or so. And I did talk to the sheriff. I know that that mobile storage unit, they put the tracks in, and they need to come down and move those a little different. There's something wrong with that, so that's on their expense. They need to do a couple changes on that. And then we discussed the telephone system. That is on the agenda later on. So that's what we have.
Telephone system for the courthouse and the county, yeah. Anything else? Building grounds, winter lights? Nope. Finance. Oh, no. Hold it. Equalization first. I missed one line here. I skipped a line. Equalization.
Hopefully everything's going to get equaled after the 1st of July.
After the 1st of July. Okay, sorry. Finance.
Large ticket items. City Wymore, quarterly EMS service, $10,000. Midwest Storage Solutions Incorporated, shelving, $11,461.08. Pictrometry, aerial flight number 3, $32,537.89. Road Department. B's Enterprises, bridge plank, $19,615.36. Beatrice Concrete, sand and gravel, rock and gravel, $56,463.76. Spies Lewis Engineers, professional engineering services, $18,250. This is for the federal aid bridge project, normally called the Adams Northwest. To redo that, Eric approved it on Apple Road.
We talked a little bit about expenses on different things. The sheriff looking at potentially wanting to add 3 people, also 3 deputies. Looked at where the jail's over budget, and there's a couple expenditures for like chairs and shirts, trying to cut costs, not spend anything else till the end of the fiscal year. That's about it.
Then I got this week from Nirma, and I thought it said they sent this to Don. Did you give everybody a copy? No. This is Nirma's, and for the next fiscal year, our amount that we pay, they call it annual contribution, will be $280,510, and this represents a $9,597 increase or a 3.54% increase from the year before. And Don will get everybody a copy of all of this, and it goes through what we pay for each different entity and different, it breaks it all down or whatever and stuff, but this is from number for next year. But it says that over the years, NERMA has returned $20 million in dividends to its members, including over the years, Gage County has received $157,893 in dividends. It says over the 22 years, so that helps too. But if we want to change something on this, and we'll get a copy to everybody, if we want to change something as far as the deductibles and everything, there's a date in there of June 22nd. So we'll let everybody look at that and see. So throw that down to them. Anything else for finance or insurance? Human resource employee relations.
No.
Nothing. Law enforcement, emergency management. Lisa.
Good morning, everybody. We reported at the committee meeting that the Blue Springs Tower, as you all know, is down. That really went well, actually. It was pretty low-key, done very professionally, and now we're just cleaning up. Wymore has experienced some good rains down there, and so the Zephyr Communications has mostly track equipment, so we're trying to be real careful about, you know, not damaging a whole lot of sod. So the cleanup will take a little bit longer than what originally planned because I just don't want to go in there and ruin some good brome. So that's going well. Any questions? We left you. Zephyr was here Monday morning and reported to the committee about the overall project and the integrity. So if you have questions, you know, forward them my way, that's fine. But obviously right now the concern still is with Wymore, with removing the concrete block and what was underneath the ground to begin with. So through the exploitation, I guess is what we want to say, they've been able to dig some footings up. And I shared with you pictures, actually, of some of the excavation that they've done. They're finding that some of the outer guide wires are at that 54 to 60-inch grade mark. I instructed them to go ahead and cut that off and then go at, their job is to get to the 24-inch, but we asked them to just explore for us, too. So we would know in the future what's there. So if the county wants to address that at some point in time with Wymore's concerns, they can do so. So
well, and he made the comment that if something would be done concerning the blocks, that would not be done till later this fall. They just do not have the crew around here right now to do it. So
right.
We have time to...
We've got some time.
...to visit about that or...
Those inner guide wires are... the one that he dug up was running at 35 inches under grade. So...
If that's all the deeper they are, wouldn't it be quicker just to remove them or not?
So
get a big backhoe in there.
Move
the whole work.
There's three sets of inners and outers.
Right.
That was the guy wires. The outer ones are at 60.
Well, I'm just thinking if you're going to take them off 24 inches, you're going to be busting or whatever you're going to be doing that deep.
He's not taking them off 24 inches. He's making sure everything is down below everything to 24 inches. There wouldn't be anything.
It's attached to a block.
He's not taking
the
block.
Oh, the concrete doesn't start till 24 inches. Mm-hmm.
It doesn't start.
Well, okay,
concrete doesn't start on the inners. The concrete is 35 inches down.
I understand that.
Okay.
I got
yeah.
you.
No, you were thinking like I was. Well, he's going to take top 24 inches off the concrete.
Yeah.
No, we misunderstood.
Gotcha.
He's going to make sure they were all at least 24 inches down.
I understand.
I was thinking the same thing Terry
did. Yeah.
I was thinking the same thing Terry was, too, and then once he explained it, oh, no, he's not. That wasn't what he had talked about.
But that guy, they are taking that all the way down to the concrete and cutting that steel
off.
Yeah,
I understand.
Mm-hmm.
He's only got a little hoe out there, maybe like a
6,000 pounds. He doesn't have the crews nor the equipment to do it here now. He said if we wanted something done with the blocks, it would be later this fall so that they could even do it or whatever. So that's something we can talk about if we decide to or not, or talk with Wymore and stuff.
Yep.
So, but the outer three blocks, they are 60 inches below ground.
Well, at least the first one was.
At least the first one was,
and we assume they're about the same.
Yeah, we assume the others are the same. So that's, and he made the comment, even if somebody was going to pour a footing or whatever, you know, that's maybe a 4-foot footing or whatever, you know, if they build a building, that's going to be below that anyway.
Yep.
So...
If I give you back this bolt, will we get a tremendous refund?
I don't know. I just thought all of it a little bit of remembrance as a paperweight, so you can do with it what you want.
I just wanted to make sure.
I'm hoping I can cross that off your list at some point in time. We got a few things.
We're going to give them all to Gary because he's been wanting this thing down for so long.
I know. So just
he's still smiling that it's down. He just can't believe it. So.
Yeah. So emergency management continues to go down and evaluate what they're doing, and then also just checking the safety zones and making sure the barricade's out or stuff. So, because they do have ball games there about every other night. So, that's pretty well it as far as that tower is concerned. You know, other things, I guess, we covered mostly through committee meeting. I will share with you that I'm reaching out to FEMA has released some funding for some nonprofit organizations for security enhancement programs. There's not a lot that qualifies here in Gage County, but I am working with the hospital right now to see if there's something that they can utilize as a short-term grant. We'll see, you know, but you don't know unless you try, and if it's out there, our job is to let them know. So on the zoning side of things, just quickly, you'll have a hearing this morning, and I did give you a permit list, so that's kind of where we're at right now. So if you have questions as time goes on, just let me know. That's all I have. The rest was covered. So
yep, we have four timed events. First one not till 9:15, though. So.
Well, we already hit on the bus stop. Gus, did you have anything else that you want to discuss yet today?
No, I've got closed session items at the very
end. Yep. Okay. So we're good.
Road bridge.
Okay. Dirt crew completed, they laid two twin 84 by 40 foot tubes, new bridge on East 25 Paddock. The tubes were on 26 Sherman. Odell North, old bridge completely removed. I would guess they would make some pretty good progress this week, weather permitting. After tonight, hopefully they get rained out. Dirt crew on Monday went to Jefferson County for backhoe training and excavator training. Grader training at the Gage County Extension Office was yesterday. Had some problems with diesel pumps. That's all corrected. New conduit and wiring, and I think everything's working.
Other than the fact that there was a little bit of extra cost there, even that we weren't expecting because of the condition of the wiring and stuff, it was a lot worse than what we were going to have problems around anyway. But it's up and running now. Diesel and gas.
Everything's
up and running. How did the school go yesterday? Were there a few more showed up or not? Or
there was three or four from the townships, actually. Yeah. We had a real good turnout from Pawnee County, Jefferson County, and Johnson County. There was a couple of people. So we had a good turnout.
And we didn't ask this Monday, but Becky, do you know where we're at on the townships as far as the spring allotment? Are we... We started the fall already. We're done with spring allotment and started the fall. Oh my gosh.
Barry's happy.
Yeah. Yes, I am.
pretty amazing that we're even done this early or whatever. I mean, yes. With the spring, usually we've had the spring not get done even in the fall.
Usually you wouldn't start the spring till August.
Yeah. So good and stuff. Great to hear. That's good news. So, anything else for Road and Bridge? The one thing I forgot to bring up for we met yesterday with the mayor and Tobias and Walker, Eric and I did, and Don, and we had some discussion on the N-Gage contract. And a little bit how we're going to pay for the funding. And we were a little bit like the mayor and Walker and everybody was, too. We thought we had another year left on that contract. And Don brought the contracts along. And no, the contract actually ends this July 1st.
June 30th.
Yeah. And for some reason, I don't know where or why, they were until they saw the contract, they go, no, we have another year. And then they saw the contract, and it was just like we were, that we thought we had one more year left. So... we had discussion and they're going to hopefully by our next committee meetings, they'll have a contract, basically not a lot of changes other than changing the dates a little bit. The total funding amount of $150,000 from each will stay the same, but we had in the contract that we were paying a maximum of $37,500 in each quarter. And because of some of their bills and some of the things are coming more in the, I call it the first few months of the year, of the calendar year, than later on. we're going to eliminate the part of the $37,500 per quarter. In other words, they still can submit the claims, and if they have 42,000 of claims for each of us, as long as they have claims to support it, we will, you know, we can pay up to that amount. We will not go over the 150,000. So those are a couple of the changes, and I don't think we really had anything else, Eric.
Potential for another 3-year agreement, but just with the front loading on memberships, dues, things like that early in the year.
Yeah.
To try to get that amount of money, they were trying to move things around and to get the funding. It almost, the way it's set up, it almost encourages them to spend money that they might not need to at one point so that they still have it later.
Well, Walker said they had a couple entities this year that they had to ask them if they didn't mind if they would wait another quarter before they could get their money because they'd used up the maximum amount that we'd had or whatever and stuff. So just, it's more of the way the money flows than anything. But the $150,000 will stay the same. So even they know that for their budget at the end of the year, they can't go over that and stuff. So,
who had to wait on cash flow that they'd give money to?
Because of the fact that we limited each quarter.
No, I understand that, but who were the entities that had to wait for money? You said that they had to wait.
They had a couple. One was whoever the group is out of Lincoln that they are a member of, $5,000. That one was a $5,000 one. They asked them if they couldn't wait till later, and just entities like that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Not a big deal.
Everybody worked with them, though.
Everybody worked with them, yeah. Mm-hmm.
The original intent behind that, I know why it was set up that way. The original intent was to keep from having a big savings account set up, because that's what might have happened in the past that I'm aware of. You know, you had all this money sitting in a economic account and not necessary.
Well, and that's why part of the reason why Don was there and explained about that, you know, for our auditor's sake, they still are going to have to submit the claims and everything. It's not like they're going to get the $150,000 January 1st and then it sits there. No, that's not going to happen. They still will be submitting the claims and everything. We're just taking that, I guess, that restriction off for maybe the flow of money a little bit more. So, but they will hopefully by our next meeting, our next committee meeting, they will have something ready for us. And like I said, other than that, we really didn't discuss changes or whatever. So other than another 3-year contract and everything. So hopefully we'll have something from them and maybe can look at that at our next meeting then. Anything else for Road and Bridge? We should really celebrate it or something that we have the spring allotment done here on June, whatever. Sure. I mean, yeah.
Should have brought some gravel. Should have brought some gravel to go with the bull.
We had some gravel samples the other day.
There you go.
So, we still have some time before our first timed event. So we'll skip way down below all the timed events and approve or disapprove resolution to transfer $20,000 from miscellaneous general fund to district judge budget for additional funding for obligations of said budget.
Resolution 18-14.
Will you remind me what was so over budget on this? I'm sure this is a particular item.
It's attorney fees.
It's just attorney fees because of
court-appointed
attorneys. That's what I was looking for.
Yep.
Move to approve.
Second.
I was trying to look it up quick here. Motion by who made the motion?
Tiemann.
Eric. Motion by Tiemann and second by Lytle. Do you it's not clerk of the district court.
Yeah, it's district
judge.
Judge,
county court?
District judge.
Yeah, we know which one it is.
Here.
Just wanted to, not county. Yeah, district judge. Yeah.
So right now he's on his attorney fees line.
Oh.
She was holding a bunch of them there.
So. Oh, she's still holding some?
No, right now we've got them in this one. So there's.
But we transferred some earlier to him. Two already.
We transferred 20,000 or 25,000 before.
And now another 20,000 here.
Yeah.
And stuff. So.
And then she explained to me it starts over there.
Well, and this indirectly, directly, is a result of our population and everything else over at the jail. So, any more discussion?
Drugs. That's what's driving it all up. Drugs, drugs, and more drugs.
Vote. 6-0 in favor.
With a little bit of time left,
okay.
Do we want to visit about this insurance at all, or just talk about this later as far as any deductible changes? Or
go back and do it under Finance Committee. That's what we can do it under. We have 3 minutes left before our first timed event, so if you want to talk about it, that we can, because the other two things on there, they might take a little longer than that. So.
Well, I wonder, too, it says property, building, and contents. It says includes equipment breakdown. What type of equipment is that? Is that like this air conditioner unit that just broke down? Is something like that covered?
Well, some of that stuff would be covered, and the highlighted part is what our deductible is now.
See, and we raised those two that are $1,000 deductibles. I think those are one. We raised it a couple years
those.
Ago.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were 500.
But I thought we even did auto though at that time, but I guess not. Auto on there is still 500.
I think. Insurance all the time.
I
mean,
what do you think as far as
just leave it?
Deductible savings. Here's $1,000. You save, yeah. But if you use it, then you lose it. You know, right away. It's a one-time item.
They are outstanding. They really represent us in the counties, and they work really hard at all of their people. So I don't have any problem with what they're saying at all.
No, but, I mean, they're giving us the option. Do we want to move anything as far as deductibles?
No.
What are most of our deductibles?
$500 for auto, and then the rest is a $1,000 deductible.
For the inland and marine and for the buildings, $1,000 deductible.
And I think, wasn't that when I looked at it, that to jump, it isn't a lot of savings to jump to the next
deductible
yeah. On most of them. And I think that's why, if I remember, when the autos, because we have frequent claims on autos,
yeah.
We didn't move to the next category on that one, but we can change that.
Could we maybe have those amounts before next? We look at that next in 2 weeks?
She'll get a copy of each of those to us, or in your tray here and stuff. So.
Yeah, today, so we can have them.
Basically, the savings is less than one claim. If there's ever a claim, then there's no savings.
Yeah.
Then it's probably not worth doing.
I was going to say, unfortunately, I don't know if we've ever had a year where we didn't have a claim. No,
that's what I saw when I looked at them earlier.
Or they can get your copies here, too, and stuff. So,
yeah, we have time to talk about it in the next hour.
We've compared
it. Time to talk about it in the next hour.
Yeah, we've compared it with a lot of other suppliers and had them give us bids and quotes on the same type of thing, and this is always substantially less.
We're waiting with, there are 9:15 on the clock here.
But
as soon as Don's ready, we entertain a motion to close and accept. It's 9:15 on the clock, so I'll entertain a motion to close and accept, reject, or award bids on construction bid proposal for Northwest Project C-34-1015 concrete paving project on West Hickory Road.
So moved.
To close.
Second.
Motion by Hill and seconded by Juergens. Vote.
What are we doing?
To close them.
Closing the bids. And then we got to review them yet. Okay. Yeah. No, that's why I said to close.
Yep.
Yeah. John's motion is
close.
You
want
to close. Your motion is to close bids.
Yep.
Yes. Okay. Vote. 6-0 in favor. Do we have any?
Where?
I think this is Project 34.
Let's see. We don't.
That's the Northwest project, and these are the other two. I can double check, but that's what I have. There was none in the mail.
These are.
That one there has more time to come in yet. They've got.
Oh, that one there. So we'll hold that. Here's the two we had.
Yep.
Okay. Heck, you might look at these or Galen to make sure I've got them separated correctly. I think the way they have them written there. This is for the next project.
And this is for the, since the railroad crossing's done, this is to fill in between the concrete highway and the railroad crossing, so.
The first bid is from Pavers Incorporated out of Waverly. Construction bid proposal, Beatrice Northwest, C341015. Total for project, $65,868.60. Second one is from RL Tiemann Construction. Total for project, $80,659.67. Those are the only two?
That's the only two.
All right. Do we need Galen to look at those?
As in the past, I think, Gary, that's what I'd like to do. I mean, we can make a decision, but
I think Galen can look at them.
Let Galen review them and make sure everything's...
Review them and make a recommendation, and hopefully we can do that here at this meeting and approve that. So that, because is there a timeline in there when they start or anything? Do you remember?
There's a completion date. I don't remember.
A completion date more than anything. Okay.
There's a spot where you could list when you start and when you finish as well.
Okay. It's getting bad.
Shall we?
So that's our speed limit control, you mean?
Yeah, we
won't have that no more after we get this project done, so.
Yeah, so we need to hurry up and get this done.
So,
you want to build a speed bump in there?
I think I lost half my truck when I went over it the other day.
Half? Is that the Dodge?
Yeah, that Dodge. No, I won't. I wouldn't worry about my Fords.
I was going to say Ford, you know what I mean.
On Pavers bid, he has in his startup construction date on or before 10/29/18, end of construction date on or before 11/16/18. Okay. So 10/29 to 11/16 is his time frame on that.
So that's saying he it says on or before. I mean, he could start sometime before it, but his drop dead date to start is October 29?
September 29.
September?
Oh, no, October.
October? Gary, I have to have a new pickup by then.
You ain't kidding.
On the team and proposal, start of construction date August 1st. End of construction date, August 31st of 2018.
Either one of them basically is going to take a month, but it's just part of that then is...
Well, on that contract, there's 30 days allowable.
Okay.
It's supposed to be done, I think it said it's supposed to be done the 31st of August, but say at the same time, significant dollar difference there too.
Yes.
I mean, that's a lot of dollars for convenience.
What were you saying though? That when we put the bids out, that it was supposed to, the bids were supposed to come back in, that they were done by August 31st. All.
I thought that's what it said in the specs.
Yeah. But yeah, there's roughly almost right at $15,000 difference for waiting 2 months. But now since the one of them doesn't
meet specs. Which I kind of surprised they didn't call, you know, unless you know I'd love to bid this, but we ain't got a crew until October.
I'm assuming that's why they bid at the dates they did, or put the dates in there, because that's when they'd have a crew available.
And I didn't look. Is there a penalty on there for... I don't remember if there's any liquidated damages on that.
Fire completion date is August 31st, 2018.
Roger, since I submitted a bid on that, should I not discuss on it?
Mm-hmm.
No, you should not.
I'm going to stop discussing.
Absolutely not.
But I would just note, you know, when you got specs like that, if you, and I know it seems like a lot of money, but there may have been other people would have bid.
Yeah.
If they didn't get tagged with an August date, first date of completion. I mean, we're kind of late in the season to be bidding construction projects. And I'm no expert. I just know everybody's got their lineups to keep their crews busy and get their projects done on time without getting penalties. So I just throw that out. I think when you do specs like that, it'd be different if we didn't have any bidders, and you can look at it and go back and say, let's talk. But
Galen went out, I think, maybe to make a phone call to Minnelli. I'm guessing he took out his phone and went out. So,
okay. I guess when you look at it, I probably agree with Roger. And the other thing is, at that date, you're going to be through harvest. You're going to be entering anhydrous season. And all that. I mean, that time frame in there is critical, if you ask me. I'm looking at the harvest side of the ag side. I'm looking at the anhydrous side.
And I guess that's something I guess we should have maybe we'll visit with Galen, too. But basically what we're saying is that road's going to be closed for 30 days or could be closed for 30 days.
Yes, and that would be detrimental to me to things out there.
That would definitely affect Coke's operation. And the traffic flow. I mean, all that traffic flow starts coming through the
town again,
Beatrice, and all of it going that way. Because before, you've always had some that's gone down that road even before it was paved.
Yeah.
And now you're going to push it all through the homestead, and it'd be a substantial. I agree with Terry.
Yeah. 100%.
That's not a good time frame.
Well, let's see what Galen has here when he comes back or whatever. We referred that to Galen to look at specs and make a referral back to us here today, hopefully, and then we can vote on that. And we are ahead of time for our 9:30 time event. So we will go back down to approve or disapprove the Gage County Juvenile Services Comprehensive Community Plan and authorizing chairman to sign the plan.
Move to approve.
Second.
Motion by Lytle, seconded by Tiemann.
Laura is here if you have any questions. Christina's tied up.
I don't have many answers.
You don't have many answers. Just
Christina said come pick up.
Yeah.
Signed copy.
That's what you're here for. Well, Christina said that
she
wouldn't be here or sent an email out or whatever that she wouldn't be here. And this is basically the same as what we've always been a part of or whatever. And
basically, the one thing, and I do know this in talking with Christina and working with the group that put this together and helped Christina put it together, there's a lot more time been involved with this grant.
Yes.
Because of, as the trend is, everything's evidence-based, and they're requiring more and more data to go in. So if you look at compare this one to past submissions, there's a lot more data in it. And again, some of it, if you have time to read it, I know it's a lot of stuff in there.
It is.
It's some of it's pretty shocking because a lot of it looks at what the youth are looking at their communities. What they see is, one of the questions we looked at, why aren't they coming back here after they go out and get their education or their training, and that's something we're all concerned in rural Nebraska. So there's some interesting comments, and from the perspective of law enforcement, I guess we're on the committee looking at this stuff. Sometimes you get tunnel vision as an adult. You don't see what the kids are seeing, and that's important. So,
and we were out in the community asking a variety of questions to many different people. We had a pie chart of 13 different sectors in the community to be asking questions as far as adults. And then we also had a youth out asking 13 different young people in the high school about their concerns about alcohol and drug-related issues in the community and anything outlying that scope. So that is reflective. And then there are Lancaster County numbers that are melded into that as well. So it is fairly in-depth. The other piece of the pie is the poverty-driven piece, and that is a big sector that we're working with and always stumbling with as well. So,
any more questions or comments? If not, vote. 6-0 in favor. And where's the...
Okay. Signature,
so we can
please.
Sign it so we can get it back to her? Yes.
I need to get a copy of it, but I'm not sure if she emailed this to me. I don't know why I'm not going to have you sign it. She didn't bring me the copies.
There is a spot to sign, right? No, I'm no.
Well,
it's a lot of pages.
I didn't see that particular.
That is a lot of pages.
Well, this is what she
it is,
me.
Yes.
Now, if it's different, I think she emailed all of you this, but I'm not seeing a signature page. So if there's,
are you going to be around at some point?
What?
Are you going to be around later at some point?
We'll
if
be
I can
here.
Find...
We're, our meeting. We have a 10 o'clock agenda
that's
item thing.
Better.
So
I guess maybe do that one.
Oh, here it is. Yep.
I don't know if that's the only thing. Or...
Okay. You see if that works or whatever. If not, if sure bring it down. If not, Don sure knows how to get a hold of me. So
perfect. If you just
because it's been approved,
have my office make a copy of that back page where he signed it.
Perfect. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Perfect. We like perfect.
And if there's somewhere else,
really
if there's somewhere
perfect.
Else in there we need to
I
sign.
I don't think so.
Okay.
I don't think so. I'll go make a phone call to her. She's in a presentation this morning, so that.
Yeah.
The main concern.
We'll be around here for at least another hour yet.
All right.
So.
Thank you.
And if not, yeah, we can get up. We'll get over it. Okay. What? Well, no, we're not going to start talking on the phone anyway. We just have 2 minutes left on
right.
On the next one.
On the consent agenda.
What?
Phone.
Phone.
I asked.
No, we need to.
Of course you did.
Ah.
Tell me you didn't care anymore.
Oh, okay.
You beat me down, I know.
Hey, glad to hear that.
Did the rest of the room, right? Did you all right?
I think
the papers did the rest.
No. Maybe somebody else. Roger.
Okay.
What was her name?
Good.
Laura.
Yeah, Laura.
I said Laura.
L-A-U-R-A. She's. She works with Diversion.
Okay.
Assistant. What?
Diversion
assistant.
Escapes me right now.
It's part of this necessity for grant funding that we have.
Yeah, this is basically establishes your eligibility for the grants through the Crime Commission. And that's how they're administered here in Nebraska. We have one more minute on the clock.
Does Galen want to talk about the
favor? Let hold. I've got the sheet right here. 1 minute won't give us enough time.
We've got it's 9:29 at 9:30.
Yeah,
we have time.
Let's do the next one, and then we'll go back to it.
Yeah, then we should.
I'll hand this sheet around to everybody so they can look and highlight what Galen showed me. Here. He's got a call into Minnelli's office, but Mark hasn't returned a call yet. So.
Can I have a talk to Steve?
Oh, no, we still have five here.
Yeah.
We're okay. I thought we were down to four. I didn't yell it. Okay, it's 9:30 on the clock, and we have a timed event, so I will entertain a motion to close bids on... Material bid proposal for Wymore South C-34 in parentheses 991 to supply materials required for the construction of a one span concrete slab bridge.
I'll move to close the bids.
Second.
Motion by Hill, seconded by Lytle. Vote. 5-0 actually, because Tiemann stepped out of the room for a minute. So.
Yes, for permission to do that.
What?
Did he ask for permission?
No, he didn't. He just, I'm seeing it. Now he's back in, so, yeah.
Including people.
Yeah.
You're lucky we still had five left here.
I know. It starts stopping the meeting when I get up now.
Well, we'll have to get some kind of signal to Gus so that he can lock the door before you get out next time. So
Gus can demonstrate different takedown techniques.
Yeah, different takedown techniques.
He's supposed to be the sergeant at arms, isn't he?
What's that?
Last week, I used tape and we go to River Balls.
Oh, so, it gets so rough in a hurry.
He's not going to stop you in here. He's just going to taser you out in the hall. Huh?
He'll say, stop.
Yeah.
Okay. We have two bids for this project. South C34 (991), a deck slab bridge. First one, Midwest Service and Sales Company. Total for project, $89,694.78. Delivery date, substructure delivery date, 8 weeks on approval, and superstructure delivery date, approximately 10 to 12 weeks after approval.
The last one.
This one's from Husker Steel Company Incorporated out of Columbus. For project, $98,638. Substructure delivery date, July 9th, 2018. Superstructure delivery date, August 29th, 2018. Once again, I'd like to review or have Galen review, come up with a recommendation on this one. Looks like a no-brainer, but.
And we had the two bids on that.
Yep.
Is there, hey Terry, was there any timeline requirements in there?
On this bid sheet, I'm not certain. Was there a time frame on that one? Myron, is there now the time we can go back and I can hand this sheet around or not?
What did Galen say about timeline on this one, though?
We'll see.
Once we find that out, then we'll go back. Yeah.
I will say this, I mean, depends on what that sheet says, but this bridge is not near as critical as that other project there to me. It is to John, probably, but not to me.
Yeah. Either way, the second delivery is about the same time frame.
They both were pretty close.
Yep.
The first would be about a month earlier, but the second.
Well, I think, Gary, you know, our crews are going to install it.
Right.
These are just materials coming in. So that first comes in. Galen, correct me if I'm wrong. The first comes in. They have quite a bit of work to get everything
done.
And then the second comes in.
And to have the concrete.
I think that's
basically
how that
the
works.
Concrete slabs are coming in there at the end, and there's no need for them to be down there anyway 2 months ahead of time. So.
And they're close together, but if there's time specs, we'll have to make sure they meet them. We're probably going to decide the other one on time specs.
It says substructure materials is 8 weeks after the award of the contract.
And both of them met that.
Superstructure material is 10 weeks.
I think both were in that time frame.
Both were in that time frame.
As long as
Galen can review that.
As long as the first one holds their early, because it said 10 to 12 weeks, you said.
Yeah. The actual one, other one, I actually said August 29th for the.
Yeah, which is a little bit longer, too.
Yep.
Let's review these to Galen. He can go through that. He knows the dates and everything.
Give those to Galen to review again, too. But, and then back to the first. My question was, though, this is the bid proposal for Wymore South. Give a location once so that.
That's east of 31 Blue Springs, Wymore.
Right, but what? Give me miles from wherever or whatever.
It's probably 1 mile straight south of Wymore.
1 mile straight south of Wymore. Okay.
Byron?
Yep.
This is the bid sheet on the first proposal we had.
Okay.
I've highlighted two areas in here. I'd like to pass that around and look at it, have everyone look at it.
Yep.
There's two areas in there. I'll briefly.
You talk about them a little bit and then pass it around.
Okay, on the first one, along with the bid proposal, each bidder shall submit an unconditional bid bond or certified check with both bid payable to the Gage County Treasurer, Gage County, Nebraska, in the amount of 5% of the total bid proposal. Also, each bidder shall provide a start of construction date and an end of construction date with its bid proposal. The required completion date is August 31st of 2018. The successful bidder contract will be allowed 30 calendar days for completion after beginning work. In another area here, if contractor fails to complete the project by the required completion date, liquidated damages in the amount of $500 per day will be assessed for each calendar day that the work remains incomplete or overdue on the project. The amounts charged in liquidated damages are otherwise difficult to calculate and are considered to be fair and reasonable compensation for damages and expenses incurred by the owner as a result of the contractor's failure to complete the work within the stipulated time period. Such damages are not penalties.
So. What did that last mean?
Well, I mean, basically, you build in an incentive for the contractor to do a completion. If you don't have that in, you end up in court arguing what your damages are on a daily basis. This just gives them an incentive to get it done when the contract says they're supposed to.
Once they start, finish it.
Yeah. Well, like you said, you got two provisions in there. Here's the date.
The main one to me to read is the one right on the front page.
That says it'll be done by August 31st.
Yep.
So, Roger, would it be fair to say that there's 59 days before they even plan to start, which would be $30,000?
You could do that, but the other thing in court, you can't sign a contract that basically says it's impossible.
Right.
And so, and before you even get to that issue, quite frankly, if you had a situation like that where you're working with somebody, you call them up and say, hey, did you realize you put the wrong date down here and you just wrote me a check for $30,000? You really want the contract that bad? Obviously not. And the court's not going to allow you to take advantage of somebody like that. So I go back to what I suspected was that was part of your specifications. And for the reasons that you've already cited, that time frame is important. Get it done before harvest and all that other stuff. So you minimize the impact to the community and the business. Number two, there's other people that may have been able to bid if that wasn't part of the specs. If you just said, we'd like to get this done before the end of the year, you may have some people that are going to gamble a little bit and see if November turns out like it did last year and you could get some work done or keep working. So I just throw it out, and I hate that. You don't want to lose a bidder, but that's why we have competitive bidding rules.
And Galen, as far as you know, they didn't contact you ahead of time or anything to ask if they could submit later dates?
No, I haven't talked to anybody on that.
Well, I guess, you have a call into Minnelli's office, I guess.
Yes, I do.
If they would have called Minnelli's office, Minnelli's office would have probably contacted you or somebody here to let us know that somebody's request, up on that Northwest project up there at Adams, somebody contacted us to see if it was allowable to bid outside of the specs.
Yes.
And here, as far as we know, they didn't do that.
As far as I know, no.
Yeah.
Nope. So.
Byron, I'd like to, we can table that yet, hopefully receive call back, confirm what you just said, if that's the case.
Yeah.
make a decision later on.
We can still make a decision later on in the meeting here. Yeah. And stuff. So we'll table that yet a little bit farther. Do we want to go ahead and on the Wymore South project, Galen? Have you looked at those enough to make a...
Yeah, every as far as the price and everything totals up. The only difference is on theirs where they said 10 to 12 weeks estimated delivery time. And the contract says 10 weeks on the superstructure. That's the only difference on this. Whereas Husker Steel...
they had the dates in there that said that.
So, well, in Husker Steel, too, Becky pointed out that even Husker Steel would be over...
yeah, it's 11 weeks.
Yeah, 11 weeks. So both of them are over on that. So,
so no, Roger.
Obviously, you need a class in remedial English.
Yeah.
That'll cost me. One says 11 and the other says 10 to 12.
Yep.
We have a bidder here. Can he explain?
This is Ambrose. He's with Midwest.
I'm sure we can give him the substructure.
Could you come forward to the mic, sir, and identify yourself?
We need you up here, and just because we're recorded, if you could give your name and then you're with Midwest, and then. Okay.
And my name is Ambrose. I'm with Midwest Service and Sales, Skyler. And I'm sure we can get the material to you before the 10 weeks are up.
Okay.
I'm almost sure we can. Unless some unforeseen thing comes that the mills will not get our material, but I'm sure we can.
Okay.
So, you know, we can get enough to get you started, put it that way. Okay.
All right, Roger. B and C's are both out of compliance by about the same amount. Are we allowed to accept the lower bid?
That's as long as you accept the lower bid, and they're not out of compliance like the other one as far as the length of time you're looking at. I mean, you're talking about a week.
Right.
I've not heard anybody say that it's time sensitive like the other one was. And he had an affirmation. So I assume what I would take it is both of them could do the 10 weeks if they had to. If we sign the contract and they say it's 10 weeks, we got to have that thing here. And so to take the lower bid, I don't have any problem with that.
I'll entertain a motion then to accept.
Byron, yep. I would like to accept the low bid of... $89,694.78 from Midwest Sales and Service.
Second.
A motion by Juergens, seconded by Lytle. Any more discussion?
Oh. Thank you, gentlemen.
Oh, we got a vote here. Just a minute. 6-0 in favor. Thank you. Just in case. That's where we look at it, yeah.
Yeah, thank you, Ambrose.
There is a... Well, we'll make a comment in a minute, too, but the next up, 9:45 here, and we're just a minute away, but there's a sign-in sheet over here on the table if anybody wants to talk at the public hearing, the next one. Lisa's talked to me. Okay, good. Because we do now have 9:45 on the clock, and I will entertain a motion to enter into a public hearing on special use permit 2018-2. Here, support and or... opposition from the public for placement of a home next to a livestock facility located in the east one half of northeast quarter in Highland Township, Section 9.
Move to open the hearing.
Second.
A motion by Lytle, seconded by Tiemann. Vote 6-0. Lisa, yep. Now, thank
just to
you.
Give you kind of a brief update from this particular issue, this is an issue that the Schmidt family, their son, would like to build a new home. There's an existing home already on that premise, on that property, which is located just west of Cortland. We notified 54 different parcels twice, and for the public hearing, we had at our commission's meeting, we had four people that spoke. And those were all in support, and I did receive a support letter, and that was also viewed by the commission. What is the extenuating circumstances here is that this particular new home sits within the setbacks of an existing livestock facility owned by Ed Balderson, and he's also here today. And so these two landowners are working cooperatively together. They have no problem with both of them existing, even though it's 903. I think we measured from the nearest point 903 feet, and that setback on an existing DEQ permit, which is with the state of Nebraska, would be at the quarter mile. So, but in this particular case, there's no problems, and the commission recommends approval unanimously. So, Jesse is here, the applicant is here, his dad here is here, and also Ed, if you want to hear anything from them. So,
and did any of you sign in, or any of you want to talk?
They signed in.
Yep.
Yes, Ed is here, and Jesse's
going to
speak too.
Oh, Jesse's going to speak. Okay. Yes. Ed? Oh, Jesse, go ahead. Come on. Jesse Smith, Grundy, we need you. You swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Okay. Give your name and address.
Jesse Schmidt, 1447 Southwest 14th Road. I live in the house that's currently on the property. That house is now 100 years old. It just needs a lot of work. Went through the whole remodel process, and it just didn't work out. It was just going to end up costing more money than it was really ever going to be worth. So that's why we're proposing to build a new house. The old house is about 600 feet away from the livestock facility. The new house, since I'm going to try to reuse the well, I've got to stay somewhat close to that old house. So it's going to be about 900 feet away. That's really the whole reason why it's happening. So, I've got, house plans and map and everything if anybody else has any questions. So,
and this is me just as much for clarification, Lisa. If he was remodeling the old house, he wouldn't be going through this permitting process.
As long as he wouldn't change the outside structure, you know, he would not. It's new.
But since it's a new structure, new facility, that's why. So, well, we appreciate you guys taking the time coming forward and doing this. This is part of our, what we have as our zoning thing and everything. Yep. Any questions for Jesse?
No, the old house is supposed to be worth a lot more money.
I wish. Also, the old house will be removed from the property upon completion, so we're not going to affect the overall housing density at all. So
you might want to find somebody out of Lincoln who wants to come in to buy an old house.
That's the plan.
Make a little money.
That is the plan.
Eric, you got a question?
That was actually my question. Is it if you what your plans were? Just out of curiosity, with the other structure.
Yep. So.
Anyone else for Jesse? Thank you.
Thank you.
The other one signed up to talk was Ed Balderson. And there were three of them that signed up here, and they all were four of this and stuff.
Ed Balderson. I live at 1295 West Apple Road, and I also own the farmstead where the livestock facility is at 1313.
Do you raise your right hand? Do you close enough? Do you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, or nothing but the truth?
I do.
Okay, go ahead.
So, I own the farmstead at 1313 Southwest 14th Road, where the livestock facility is. I'm all for Jess getting to build a new house. That family's been there for a long time. We've been neighbors. We're good neighbors. So, I'd like to see him be able to build that house. But now, if someone wanted to build right across the road from that facility, that would be a different story. But, any other questions?
We're glad.
No, I've always heard livestock people have real problems, but left hand, right hand, you got to get it straightened out.
You seen me raise this hand?
Yeah, I had.
And stuff. No, well, thank you too for coming and
okay,
stuff.
No problem.
We appreciate. I know Gary and other people have commented on this, that this is how maybe the permitting process is supposed to flow.
You bet.
We appreciate everybody working together and coming forward.
That's great.
And thank you for taking the time to do this.
Okay, thank you.
All right. Any questions for Ed? Sorry.
Not for Ed, but I got a question for Lisa.
Okay.
Remind me, how are we protecting Jesse if if Ed sells his livestock office, how is that being
protected? In the future, should there be resale value or whatever? His house is actually treated as though it's not even there because he is building within the setback. So, you know, obviously, complaint process, he can still call up to the DEQ, you know, and do that reporting process. But in the eyes of zoning, it's treated as if it's not even there because it's building in within that setback distance. So there's still an opportunity for, you know, to weigh complaints and things like that. But as a county, this is kind of how our regulations do work. So
overall protection, two transactions away, there isn't a whole lot we can do then for help, Ed or...
Help me out. I guess I don't understand your question. Transactions.
Yeah, let's say Jesse, you know, in a year or two decides he's moving and sells that property.
Right.
The new homeowner comes in and doesn't like...
Stays with the land, stays that particular building that he's doing or that home, that particular home stays with this particular permit, so it will be treated as if it's not even there. So
basically, it's moving to the situation if the new buyer can't figure out that there's a livestock unit.
I know, and
of course, still respect that.
Yeah. And, you know, obviously resale value is always something that is always a concern on existing operations doing exactly what you're talking about. You know, buyer beware, you know, they have to do their research too. Yes.
Quick thing while you're here. Don said that in the past, some of these homes like this, we've had a resolution and approved them the day up. But this one here, I guess there was a couple things, maybe not.
So we have a resolution, but we did not place it on. We just got that resolution. So it's probably, since it is involving a livestock situation, you may want to wait 2 weeks just to see, you know, if you hear any opposal. I don't think the two-week perimeter will be a problem for Jesse,
we had the one situation where they needed to approve a loan and different things like that, you know, and stuff. So I guess that's a little bit what we'd visit with you about.
You mentioned DEQ.
Right now, a July 9th start date.
July 9th. Okay.
So you would...
It would be 2 weeks from today or the 20th. That's when we would have it on our agenda to approve. If that works, I guess. Okay.
Yes. Yeah. Myron? I'm very familiar with that area. To me, it's a no-brainer. You approve it.
Yeah.
I don't know why we...
We didn't have the resolution on the agenda to approve today.
Okay.
No, I know. I don't see any issue with it either, approving it or anything. Unfortunately, we didn't have on our agenda a resolution to approve this. So we'd almost have to deem an emergency to have go through that process and approve it today. So we'll wait 2 weeks. I don't see any discussion or anything from anybody.
Extremely streamlined and efficient.
So just to clarify, though, as far as what the Schmitz are needed, they don't necessarily need to come back or anything. No. We can represent them and let them know. They won't be required to speak or anything like that. It's just a matter of formality of approving the resolution then.
Yes.
Okay.
Yep. You always have to understand you can't take for granted.
That's
we'll
true.
Have the resolution and probably will be approved, but...
Yep, there could be.
If something does come about that we don't know about today, we will make sure Lisa visits with you and that you need to be here or whatever and stuff. I'll just say that or whatever. Not saying nothing could show up at that meeting that day, but if we hear something in the meantime, we will get in contact with you. So, anything else for the public hearing? Otherwise, I'll entertain a motion to close the public hearing at 9:54 on the clock.
So moved. Second.
A motion by Byers, seconded by Hill. Vote 6-0. And thank you for coming. Yeah, we will have that on the agenda in 2 weeks. We didn't get that on the agenda today and stuff. So
thank you.
We have a timed event at 10:00 for the Rockford thing, and we're going to take a 5-minute recess because it's 9:55 on the clock. So we're going to take a 5-minute recess before 10:00.
They left the other guide wires.
It's 10:00 on the clock, so we will come back from recess and re-adjourn the meeting. And we have a timed event on the agenda. So I will entertain a motion to approve or disapprove resolution for vacation or abandonment of undeveloped streets and alleys as platted in the unincorporated town of Rockford and the original town of Rockford, Gage County, Nebraska. And Don, we have a resolution number
18-15.
18-15.
Make a motion to approve.
Second.
A motion by Durgan, seconded by Hill.
Vote.
John, you,
you want to make any comments, John, or basically?
No, I think it's good to go. I mean, I think there's maybe other things that should be vacated in that town yet, but you know, this one's got to be as it is, and we'll go with it, and maybe something will be in the future, maybe not.
Yeah, because I know they brought up maybe a street there that they talked about when we had our public hearing 2 weeks ago, and that wasn't part of this process that we were going on, and it was a street that wasn't in the streets we had listed. Yep. So that if we decide to in the future, we can do something with that. But this is the resolution. I'm not going to read all that or whatever. And stuff, but it's what we had of all the streets. Galen's been out there multiple times to visit with the people in that community, and John's visited with them a lot, and a lot of discussion. And basically, this is more of a process whereby these were platted years ago, and since Rockford is an unincorporated town, they fall underneath the Gage County zoning jurisdiction. And so that those people that live there or own that property there, they can then have that property to legally do with it what they need to do, right, or whatever. That's why we're doing this. So, any more discussion or comments? Or if not, vote 6-0 in favor. Now you can sleep better at night, John.
Yeah. So,
yeah.
Maybe.
Myron?
Yeah.
Can we go back to the concrete road, Hickory Road project?
Yes.
To me, it looks like a no-brainer again. Pavers, is that a compliance? I don't think there's no need to wait on Mark to get back to us. It's black and white. It's right there. I make a motion to accept the bid from RL Team and Construction in the amount of $80,659.67.
I'll second that.
We have a motion by Durgan, second by Hill. More discussion?
I don't know what you say.
Yeah. Well,
according to Roger, I mean, we don't really have a whole lot of options.
According to our legal counsel, yes, we do not have options because of the dates and so on that were put in the bid sheet, they did not meet those.
Yeah, and it's unusual, and unfortunately, I think maybe they either through oversight or a mistake didn't see that date, but. And in fairness to the other folks that may have been bidding, and the fact that you've got one bidder that meets your specs, you've got a job that needs to get done. I mean, you've emphasized that it's not a good situation the way it is right now. You need to quickly address it. So that's why you put the August 31st date in there for your finishing project.
And we did put those dates in there for a reason, obviously, for harvest and then hydrous hauling, and I think, you know, what Roger said about the other bidders that possibly were out there is probably the most important factor. I mean, the company that built the road, and we got, you know, nothing but excellent comments on the road, you know, did not bid on this because maybe they didn't have a crew until October, and possibly they would have bid, you know. So we have to do Gerger's motion.
Any more discussion? If not, vote. Five in favor with Tiemann abstaining.
Myron, one quick comment. A contractor told me one time, remember, when you're pouring concrete, a half inch of rock is a heck of a lot cheaper than a half inch of concrete. So, Eric, keep that in mind. Don't skimp it.
There's testing standards on there, the first course versus the second course. Some people read the contracts. And
Eric, keep in mind we're going to do double testing on this. So
I'm going to be out there 24/7.
And an earlier completion date would be perfectly fine.
Yes. Yep.
Well, I think Coke Industries there's a lot of vehicle traffic that would be going through there in the fall and right when they're wanting to do it. I think that also is a factor of it.
There's a lot of trucks that come from Iowa, I mean from east of here.
That come out of
that plant. Yeah. A lot of them.
Yep. A lot of them.
And when there's specs and they're not met, you just can't accept the bid. Yep.
Anything else on those? The one I see we have left on the agenda then is approve or disapprove the Windstream agreement for the county phone system.
Move to approve.
Second.
Motion by Lytle, seconded by Thiemann. Dave, you want to talk a little bit or what you know about this? Or
this discussion goes back quite a long time ago. We've been talking about this for about a year, and I'll just touch base. We had so much trouble with the OPX lines. The system is in the courthouse, and then it would go to the extension office, highway department. It used to go to probation, sheriff's office, and those are OPX lines. And whenever it would rain, we would have so much trouble with wet lines. After talking to Windstream, I didn't know it at the time, but we had kind of an antiquated system where they recommended that each, you know, offsite office should have a different type of phone system instead of relying on it all coming from the courthouse. So we did get bids from Windstream and Diode. Windstream provided us a quote for a 5-year lease, and Diode said that we could either buy it or do a lease also. The main difference, the phone systems would probably be the same, but the main difference is Diode had a hosted system where they would rely on someone else to bring the internet service into the building. And they could do that. I guess with the trouble we had in the past where we had Americom and Windstream, one would come and try and identify the problem, and they would tell me they didn't think it was their problem, it was the other guys. When I talked to the building committee, it sounds like Windstream would eliminate a lot of that confusion and stuff. If we have a problem, we could just call Windstream and say, we don't know what it is, but come down and fix it. So what they propose is a voice-over internet system. That works really good if people move in their office, they just actually move their phone, or you could actually take that phone. If you needed to do something at the extension office, you could take your phone with you, and your phone number goes with you wherever you go. So it would provide a lot of updated features. And let's see, one other thing. Oh, our old system, the Americom system, it is about 16 years old now, and in the past year or two, we have been doing more maintenance on it, replacing cards and things like that, and they told me that that's about the lifespan of an electronic system.
So. Any more questions or comments, I guess? So I know we've talked about the phone system for a long time, and we've had issues for a long time too and stuff, so hopefully we'll have a better
point. What's the cost on this project?
That's something, it's not going to be a whole lot different than what we have now. Dave will know the exact amount, but I don't know if you mentioned this is a lease program, so the phones are actually leased and maintained by them over time. So instead of seeing a big upfront capital expense, it stays similar to what we currently have.
And that is?
Well, according to the figures, it should be actually less than what we're paying now, $850 less a month.
A month?
Yeah.
Okay.
So we're paying
$850
less per month?
Yeah.
What are we paying now then?
Currently our Windstream bill, and Don probably knows.
It runs when you add them all together, it's about $5,200, and it'll be around $4,300.
Okay.
$4,400 is what they're estimating, but they may have some more things with the lines that we can get rid of once they get into it and pull them out.
Dave has looked at this very careful to be very competitive and to be fair to everybody who has submitted anything. So Dave has looked at this very carefully.
And part of this, why they're able to do that is because this now is a 5-year agreement that we're signing with them. So that this will stay that way for 5 years.
Okay. It'll save us over $9,000 a year.
And it will save Dave some work or some involvement with visiting with all of them all the time and stuff. So
give us a lot better system.
It will. And the way these systems work anymore, it is so complicated. It would be nice just to turn this over to somebody. And if you don't know what the problem is, it's their job to figure it out anymore, because it was very confusing in the past.
Any more comments? If not, vote. 6-0 in favor.
Thank you, Dave.
Anything else on the agenda? Otherwise, we need a closed session. Gus has requested a closed session for personnel. Anything else?
I got one thing to ask Roger. You know, as far as these streets and alleys being vacated in Rockford, the property owners really don't have to do anything. The register of deeds and the assessor will adjust.
No, it, the resolution will be filed.
Yep.
So if somebody sold it, then they would be able to track. But they don't, you know, I mean, unless they're going to like put up a fence between them and the neighbor.
You need two of them.
You want to get the location proper. That's the only thing we have to worry about.
But the register deeds and the assessor will adjust the property lines.
They'll get a copy of the resolution and index it. His properties.
All right. I'll entertain a motion at 10:12 on the clock to go into closed session necessary for the protection of the public interest or for the protection of needless injury to the reputation of an individual.
So move.
Second.
Motion by Byers, seconded by Hill. Vote. 6-0 in favor. And there won't be any decision coming out of this or anything. So.
Unless we choose to make one.
right now there won't be any decision. See ya, fella. Take care.
Put that recorder away, you know.
If I get the new release, you'll be able.
I think I forgot to fill out a bunch of stuff on here.
I'm going to take mine home and let my wife work on this.
We good to go?
We're good to go.
Okay.
Okay, so we're coming out now, right?
Yep.
Okay, you're on.
Entertain a motion at 11:40 on the clock to come out of closed session.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Lytle, seconded by Byers. Vote. 5-0 in favor, with Juergens having left the meeting.
1:00 to 1:30.
And anything else for the good of the order? If not, we will adjourn the meeting. All right, 11:40.